There was somebody over here that had seen. Yeah.
If you can, granted there's all sound all the time in your head, you can hear them in a certain pattern. But if this is true, then what use is it if they're trying to communicate with anybody else, you know? Like, what if you just like to share with someone else what they're hearing at that particular time? So maybe that's the reason you go to movies.
Well, we communicate with one another because we are not tuned into those highest sounds. If we all lived in the highest sound, we wouldn't be, so there wouldn't be any need to communicate because there'd only be one of us.
But you said it's so great when you just put in your earplugs.
Yeah, but at this moment, I am working to go from dualism into non-dualism, and therefore it is my technique to do that. At the same moment, I obviously can't stay there all the time or I wouldn't be here. In other words, these are all functions of my work, which involves you as well as me. See? Now, what we're doing is, I am, to the extent that I am not ego involved in having to teach you, it's coming out quite pure out of me. And therefore, you can hear it in a place in you which is ready to hear whatever it is that's coming through me at this moment. Right? And that's the same with music. I'm sure there'll be come a time, just as I've been working with the tambora, although I was never much of a musician, I'm getting over the model of what it means to be a musician, and now I just hang out with a tambour and it gets very high, the two of us, and we turn on a lot of people just by being together with music. And I realize that music is a much higher form than words are, because words have a great deal of places you get caught all the time. See? So I'm learning now how to be able to finish with words. I haven't yet. There are some audiences where you can't finish with words right away. Like if we met as a group night after night after night for about a week, pretty soon we would have used up the words, and then we would start to just share these spaces together. But we can't force it, and we can't make believe we're there when we're not, because we've tried that. We can't rush into the game. But we can use music as well as we can use in as pure a place as we're at. Right? You hear that? So music is a high vehicle when it's done purely by music.
Here an audience member asks Ram Dass to explain how transmutation of energy is accomplished.
If I am at one point, when something happens in my field, my environmental field, that's negative, what I say is, that brings me down. Meaning, it caught me in its model of how it all is. When I am able to transmute energy, I can take that energy that was connected with that act itself, and I can move it up my chakras and get high from it. Right? Not only can I get high from it, but I can give back a place which frees the other person from it as well. That is, if you come up to me and go, I can be busy going rrr, see, or I can see you going rrr, see, and say yes, and that too in life, and here we are, and that's the way. And then I can look at you and be with you in a certain way, where I took all that energy you fed in, and it just pulled it up my spine, and here we are in this new higher place together, which then frees you from the place you were stuck in before as well, right? See. Now, for example, if we are talking, like what I gave a series of 3 weeks of every night, I gave darshan, this sort of thing, in New York City, in a sculptor studio for about 200 people, and more people kept coming, and they kept coming back, and more kept coming every night, and it was just like a curve, a geometric curve, and just more and more, and we were getting higher and higher together. But the place was next door to a firehouse. And usually you could count on the fact that at least once or twice a night the fire engines would be called out. And we might be in the middle of chanting a love song to God, you know, in this very intimate style, and suddenly, and you'd look out at the audience and everybody was going through that pained, oh, they've loused it up and, you know, we've ruined this, we've ruined the moment, we've lost our moment. And I looked at that and I thought, wow, isn't that far out? Here are all these high beings that are being brought down by a fire engine, you know? All the time what I do is I see The fire engine is merely free energy the city of New York is giving us if we know how to use it. So I'm going like, and I'm getting stoned out of my head, getting way up into these higher chakras off the fire engine. And I'm saying, instead of you seeing life as full of impediments to you doing what your pre-run tape says you're supposed to do, when you see all of it as part of your here, at the here and now moment, there's the fire engine. That's the way it is. And you're only bugged with it if you're still living in the moment a moment ago where you were busy not having the fire engine. At the moment, here's the fire engine. If you can live in the here and now, you just say, wow, here's the fire engine, see? And then you're in a new state. That's transmuting that energy. In other words, it's getting high off of it, right? Now, you can take almost any experience you will have at the lower level, and you can, by re-perceiving it in a certain way, just bring it up to another level and get higher and more energy off it. Tantric sexuality, which is the technique of using tantra, means using the senses to go beyond the senses. And sexual tantra is using a partner, a sexual partner, as a vehicle to transcend through, often involves that I can sit down with a desirable sexual object, whoever that may be, to put it in a rather impersonal sense, and focus between the eyes with that person and enter into a place where I can see that which is desirable in the person, they can see that which is desirable in me, we can both see we are desiring each other, but instead of rushing into the melodrama that the desire leads to immediately, we stay in that place. And we look and we see, there we are, being beings who see those desire trips. And then it starts to change, and we see that we are also something else, and we're also something else. And for many of us, if I look into anybody's eyes for more than about 10 seconds, their face starts to change, and I start to see all beings in every being. I see all faces, because in a way we are all beings. There's an element of everything in us. That's what I'm sure Jung was referring to at one point about collective unconscious. So that when you can take the energy that is dealt, that is aroused through the lust that you experience, through the desire for the partner, and take that energy and stay with it, instead of running that game through, just keep bringing the energy into a higher place. You see, you're using that energy to get higher and higher and higher and higher. Do you see how that's working? And so pretty soon, you've taken that energy that is formed by the relation between the polar opposites, which is this fantastic force, or Shakti, as it's called in the Hindu system, and you've used that energy to bring yourself into higher states of consciousness. So that if a parent gets higher, the relation with their child gets higher. If a husband gets higher, his wife gets higher with him. Okay? That's part of that dance.
If somebody's getting lower, can you get higher? Like you were saying, like sometimes...
If somebody's getting lower,
can you... The relationship with a therapist, you can go on almost despite it.
Can you get high? You mean, can you get high off somebody else's low, is what you say? Or do you get high even though somebody else is low?
Yeah,
you see, to the extent that you have a center independent of their consciousness, you can then take whatever energy anybody or anything feeds you and bring it to that center and get higher off of it. But I would point out that I'm sure many patients cure their psychiatrists in the sense that they do the work which gets them into a form of consciousness which frees the psychiatrist from the predicament he was stuck in quote, doing good, which is a beautiful place and also a horrible place, depending on how stuck you are in it. And so, because a relationship is as high as the highest consciousness, even though it may only be a contact high, that is true. Okay? That if you come up to me, if you come up to me and have any relationship to me, come on to me in any way, if I can stay centered, it takes two of us to do a dance, whatever it is. If you're angry, I've got to be angry back or something. I've got to be something back for you to be able to maintain that dance. It's very hard to maintain it in an environment where there's no support for it at all. See? And so all I can do is center so much that all you get back from me is a mirror of who you are, and you see exactly where you're at. And at the same moment, my mirror is in no way pejorative. As long as I have a value that where I'm at is better than where you're at, then I'm coming on to you in the most subtle way, saying, look how conscious I am, and look how centered I am. See, you can't come on. That's impure. You've got to only be where you are, and each person gets what he needs to get. I can't do anything to, for, or about you. All I can do is be what I be. Through your interaction with me, you may or may not change.